Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Well, listener dear, here we are in your ear canal. Next to me is Ben.
Hello.
And next to you is...
Matthew.
Hello.
And next to you is...
Producer Emma Caution.
And across the way from you is... Yeah. Me,
Tom.
Strange. Strange way to introduce that.
Weird start, I'd say. Not a good start.
One that I regret.
Yeah. So, listen, never mind that now. Welcome to the show.
Still time to go again.
But I don't think we're going to, Tom, this
no,
time.
No, you've got reprieve, to reprieve, my distant friend.
You simply have to learn.
Why do we need to reprieve your distant friend, mate?
Oh, guys, that's a separate matter. Can you reprieve my distant friend?
No, you're fooled me twice, shame on me.
He's in real trouble.
So this was
real bad.
This was a really fun episode of House Meeting. Welcome, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Well,
sorry. I'll try my best.
Yeah, do your best to enjoy it if you would, please, Parry.
Oh, are you chatting to listener dear?
I'm chatting directly into their ear
canal.
We
need a system, don't we? Why don't we put our finger to our ear canal when we're talking to the listener dear?
What?
What do you think of that, listener dear? Guys? Reprieve my distant friend.
Okay, now I am tempted to record this again.
Please.
Can I tell you now?
Please,
right.
Reprieve my distant friend.
He's gone mad. We are recording this intro after a double record of House Meeting.
Oh.
And the next two episodes of House Meeting, which you'll hear over the next few weeks, they're strong episodes. But by the end of the second one, we'd lost our fucking minds.
Yeah, we've started to go a bit stir crazy.
Because basically, we just sit in a room and talk to each other. And you know what? It's often the first time we've talked to anyone in a good few days.
In a good few days.
So the nonsense that comes out is really something to be beheard.
And it is to be beheard in your very ear canal, listener dear.
Yes, that's right.
Heard it right in. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please stay proactive with us. Review us on iTunes. That was almost the sentence.
Please reprieve our distant friends.
Please, if you can, reprieve our distant friends by going on iTunes, leaving a five-star review,
or getting
on... Because I feel like I'm on a roll. Reprieve our distant friends by going on Patreon. There's loads of different tiers. Reprieve our distant friends, please.
Coffee tiers right
can
now.
Can I just say, the energy that we're going to hit them with now compared to the energy of how this podcast starts
is
going to be so different.
Yes.
So let's bring it back down.
Okay.
Let's relax it. Leave us a five-star review, guys.
Okay.
Just relax. Just enjoy some. I'm slowly hypnotizing them.
Okay.
Just relax.
There we go.
Go to the Patreon.
Yes.
Give us all your money.
Give us all your money on the Patreon.
But have a great time as
have
well.
Have a great time. Okay. Enjoy yourself. Okay. And find us on Twitter and on Facebook where you can find more information about the show. You can chat about the show.
On Be
the,
honest, guys.
On the Facebook fan page, which is called Pappy's Fan Club. I'm off to find a tranquilizer dart to sedate my distant friends.
Reprieve, reprieve, reprieve. And enjoy the show. See you on the other side.
I can't believe you wrestled that one away from me.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
Well, good morning, guys.
Morning, pal. Here we are.
Great to be here. Nice morning record. I've been up since 5 a.m.
Oh. Incredible scenes.
I've been enjoying it. I've been up since 5.
How long are your days these days, now that you've had a child?
Well, bear in mind, if I can, I'll go to bed about 8.
Really?
Oh, wow. No. I go to bed, last night I probably went to bed about 9:30. So wow. Getting up at 5, that's not that hard.
No, it's not so bad.
So,
and do you just chill out with the kid from 5?
Yeah, she was very windy, so I was up on burping
duty.
I had a similar thing. Yeah, we all do it, but you see, what you've got that Cleo doesn't have at this stage is the ability to move your body in accordance with where the wind is trapped in your body to expel it.
That's one of my best features.
Yeah, if you wake up in the morning and you think, if this wind's got to come out somewhere. You know all the moves to get yourself into, all the sort of all the contortions to make sure that wind is coming out either at the top or the bottom. She doesn't have that, so I have
roll up into a ball and start crying.
Exactly, you get into the fetal position, you let out a fart, you shoot across the room and out the window, and you begin your day. I've got to sort of manipulate her body, moving it forwards and back and stuff, jigging it up and down to get the burps out, get the farts out. So that's a good start.
Do you think if you caught the amount of wind you produced in your life?
This is a great question. I'm glad you asked it. Now, I have done it. You know those things that you lie on at festivals?
Yeah.
I've got one at the house.
And that's all you?
Every time I burp or fart,
in it goes.
I push whatever orifice it's coming out of just up to that little thing and I inside it.
And then eventually you'll be able to sit on it.
And then eventually I'll be able to take that to latitude.
You think I've earned that?
I've absolutely earned that. Yeah. That's full of... I made that.
That's all me.
In fact, do you reckon you could fill a hot air balloon and travel to latitude?
With just farts and burps?
With farts and burps.
How long until you reckon you could fart or burp a lilo, a double lilo, up for you to sleep on?
Well, I'd say you'd be able to do it in one go.
The full double lilo. I would love that. God, what a skill that would be.
What a skill. Walking around latitude, going, want me to fill that up?
And if anyone from latitude is listening, and you're looking to book
it up. That's my cup of coffee. Sorry, Parry.
That would be quite a trick.
That would be a hell of a trick.
Yeah, it would be a hell of a trick. Not one I'd like to see, but I'd be impressed if you told me you'd done it.
Realistically, though, do you think...
You're not going on Britain's Got Talent with that.
Do you think 8 months to fart your way up to a double lilo?
No, it's going
to
disperse, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but it's kind of like there's a valve.
There's a valve on a double lilo anyway. I don't think you can... You can't beat the system, is what I'm trying to say. Fart fast enough to fill it up before it deflates itself anyway. Because if you fill up a lilo, it's going to deflate, right? Fill it up with air of any kind.
Yeah, but the concept is...
It's airtight.
It's airtight.
It's a seal.
You fart into it and it stays there. God, imagine. I'm quite excited by this idea.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
If you get a puncture in that lilo and you're in a tent...
Well, no,
you're dead. You're dying.
That Monday morning.
You're dead.
That Monday morning when you're putting down the lilo.
Oh, did you hear about Parry? He asphyxiated. What happened to him? Well, he had an 8-month-long project where he filled the lilo with his own farts. He took it on a camping trip, lay on some brambles and died. But he died as he lived.
He was trying to light a cheeky doob in his tent. Brambles. Absolute folly. Absolute folly.
He flamed up a doobie.
Next to his fart lilo. Listen, if you are going to flame up a doobie at latitude, please don't do it next to a fart lilo.
Guys, you need to be careful.
Can we get that on a t-shirt?
Don't flame up your doobie
next to a fart lilo. And please, honestly, be honest about that. because lives are at stake.
Yeah, that's it. Because if you have gone through that experience, you need to tell people about it. I know you might be embarrassed. But
imagine at the funeral being like, Tom died as he lived.
Yeah.
Lighting up a doobie next to a fart lilo. Or imagine being the policeman having to tell your parents, like,
do you...
He was lighting up a doobie. It was next to a fart lilo. The double shame.
The double shame of a man having a fart lilo in the first place.
Yes. And then attempted to light up a doobie next to
it. The campaign begins here. We want to legalise marijuana and criminalise fart lilos.
We've got it the wrong way around for too long.
We simultaneously invented and then tried to shut down our invention.
Yeah. The stigma around smoking the doob.
This is like, who was the guy who invented the atom bomb?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
He was plagued by guilt the rest of his life. We've put the fart lilo onto the world.
The fart lilos out there.
We don't want that to be our legacy.
The genie is out of the bottle. We can't get it back in.
You know what, guys? I mean, I don't puff on the herb, but...
You do fart into the lilo.
I do fart into the lilo, and actually, I think I'm part of the problem. Can I tell you this morning? So I went out this morning after winding duties had been completed.
Are you putting those baby farts going to an armband?
She's got her first swimming lesson in a month.
She's on her way. That's it. You have to baby step up to the fart Lila. You have to start with the little Trumpy armband.
Yeah, we're filling an armband.
Of course. And, of course.
She's got one, so we can't put her in the pool with that. It's dangerous.
Swimming in circles.
She'll be swimming in circles, or just that most of it will be submerged apart from her arm.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Not waving.
It is weird that the armbands prioritise the arms. Why don't we have neck bands instead?
Because you don't want to be.
I don't know about that.
Think about it, Parry. Do you want the only bit of your body to be out of the water to be your head? So you look like a boiled egg.
Although, do you reckon you could do with those like the airport pillows?
Yeah, I'd quite enjoy that, a neck band.
No, they always say, don't they? They say, don't take anything into the pool that isn't supposed to be a designated flotation device. Don't take a neck pillow. And also, they're full of like beanbags or material.
Well, so some are inflatable.
No, but the neck band is a new invention. You wear it, you put it on like a little fashion collar, and then you inflate it. It's like an Elizabethan ruff.
Can I just ask a question?
A
fashion collar. What's going on?
You just said it like it was a thing.
I hate to get all clothes collar. Show live on you.
Do you mean a necklace?
You say clothes show live. Very good.
What's a fashion collar?
The clothes show live was a ticket my sister would absolutely have killed for back in 96.
I used to love the clothes show.
Yeah.
I used to watch it. No, never been a snappy dresser, but I always watched Jeff Banks and all the stuff he used to get up to.
Should we try and repitch the clothes show?
Not us.
What? Look at us.
Right, look at us, okay?
The three most...
Look, you're wearing a pair of, let's face it, ill-fitting jeans.
Hey!
They're farmer's jeans. Hey is the operative word.
Farmer's cut.
They're farmer's cut, yeah, which is not a cut they do at Top Man. You're wearing Pringle golf socks.
Just very quickly.
No, Parry. You're wearing Reebok 3 stripes that are nice looking if it was 2005, and
they've seen better days.
They've certainly seen better days.
Some shell tops.
You've also got the free t-shirt you got from a festival.
Which I asked for.
Exactly. You weren't working at the festival, you just asked for it.
Yes.
And
a jaunty smile.
A jaunty smile and a fart lilo. That's all it costs you.
So all you can do with a fart lilo.
So you're saying you're going to put yourself forward as the new Jeff Banks to host the clothes show live. What are your credits?
I enjoy...
A fashion collar, we know fashion. That.
I do enjoy a fashion
collar. You're not even wearing a collar.
No, I feel like what we're bringing, it's like the opposite of Queer Eye. So like Queer Eye is kind of like, you know, all these fashionable people going to unfashionable and like bringing kind of like a new lifestyle to them.
So you're Jonathan Van Ness as opposed to Jonathan
Ness.
We're like...
Apparently not going to give me anything for that.
I don't know Queer Eye.
Oh, you've not watched Queer Eye. It's funny because it's the second week in a row you've mentioned Queer Eye on the podcast.
Is it really?
Yeah. You talked about it last time with Annie McGrath.
Yes.
But you've not seen it?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
But I know of it.
Okay.
So like we're like...
Jonathan Van Ness was a nice pun.
It was great.
Unfashionable people coming into the fashion world and casting kind of like the guy next door, the next man on the street... Kind of like someone who literally shops in Next, looking and being like, "Hello,
hello, look at that!
Hell of a fashion collar."
So the idea is it's idiots basically or novices talking.
Happy amateurs
talking about what is happening in the world of fashion.
Their cold takes on.
Cold takes, exactly right. Yeah, so it's the sort of thing that
like, "Ooh, I wouldn't wear that." Just lots of that kind of stuff.
Well, you know what. Britain's tired of experts.
Exactly.
Here we go.
This is post-Brexit television.
This is post-Brexit telly. It's people who are idiots who've got no rights spouting off about what they, you know, about something they've got no knowledge of.
Yes.
We're the men for the job.
I mean, definitely that job description does fit us to a T.
It's pretty much it, isn't it? Yeah. This is the clothes show live. Welcome to it, guys.
I am enjoying wearing a blue t-shirt today. Be stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm also wearing a blue t-shirt.
Are you enjoying it?
Can I tell you what? I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
Exactly. I've gone for a white t-shirt today.
I've gone for a white t-shirt.
And are you enjoying it?
I am, very much.
Well, join us next week on The Clothes Show, where we'll be talking about jeans. What cut are you? Denim?
Denim cut.
Oh, have you got any of those denim cut jeans?
By the way, that you saying denim at the end of that broadcast was like, do you remember the guy who had to do what was the name of the guy who did the athletics?
Oh yeah.
And he ended his broadcast just by saying Jessica Ennis. He ran out of time. God, I can't remember his name.
Oh yeah.
I'll remember it and we'll drop it in. I'll Google it and we'll drop it in later. But he was really panicking. Have you seen the footage?
I remember it well,
the
yeah.
The poor guy, he's out of his depth. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
That's and how
he
I feel he before gets, every one of these records.
He gets to the end and he's clearly got a producer in his ear with his little earpiece in his ear saying, you've got to mention Jessica Ennis. And he just says, Jessica Ennis. And the show ends.
Hi, so we found it and it was Otis Dealey hosting the athletics. And we'll play you what it sounds like, but you really should Google Otis Dealey, the legend, Jessica Ennis, goodnight, to watch it on YouTube to really sort of see the panic in his eyes. Anyway, this is it.
We have a gloriously sunny day here in the studio. We've seen some action this morning as well. Jessica Ennis, goodnight.
And that was like you going, what cut are you? Denim. There was a panic in your eyes. You're like, I can't think of any cuts of jeans.
No. But look, I feel like we've got away from
your flotation device.
It's a great invention.
It's a great. It's okay, great. So.
Well, think
break
about
it down for me.
This wasn't the story I was telling, by the way.
Oh, what was the story you were telling?
Do you remember I said I went out this morning?
Oh, here we go.
That's what we're talking about.
Baby armband.
So. I went out this morning.
You're at the house.
Speaking of matters like this.
Sans baby or a Vic baby?
Sans baby.
Whoa, whoa, dad's on the loose.
Baby's back in bed.
Off you go.
I'm off out. I'm going to go and buy
some. Few pints of real ale while the trouble and strife for the old family are in?
Yes, a couple of pints of 7 a.m. real ale that I drink on the wall outside my house. Guys.
I can't wait to be a dad.
Guys, I've got a problem. No, I went down to the shops to buy some.
Real ale.
Some essentials.
Oh, yeah.
That's like,
oh,
real ale. That's
what you call them.
Real ale. And as I was coming back, my next door neighbour's kid. Came out of their front door and I was going in and I always say hello to him and as he's on his way to school.
How old's the kid?
I'm going to say 12.
But how old is he?
I'm going to say 12, but I mean, he's probably 12. So I'm going to say it and I'm also going to believe it.
Great. Okay.
I said to him, morning, and I waved my hand, but I didn't wave my hand. What happened was, because I had in one hand, I was carrying my tote bag over my shoulders, so I was holding that steady. In my other hand, I had the big block of toilet roll. So I went, morning, and I waved 9 rolls of toilet roll at him. And he looked at me like, all right, we all have to do it. I'm 12 years old. I've been wiping my own ass. You know, probably for the last
the pride you've never
eight,
lost that
eight,
pride
8 years but like yeah it was really I felt very shameful afterwards because it was a bit like all right mate guess what I'm off to do it was bad anyway but
I've
so, yeah,
just done an absolute 9 roller.
It's a 9 roller. You should see the size of my Lilo. Believe you me.
House meeting.
Are socks only useful for putting your feet in?
House meeting.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is there something in the fact that we've kind of, you accept things as being the norm, and for too long now, armbands have been like, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Surely we're better than armbands now.
That's the part of your body you need to keep afloat, though, isn't it?
Surely, like... Well, I want to get like Jeremy Dyson on this. Is it Jeremy Dyson?
No, that's the guy from the League of Gentlemen.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to get all Jeremy Dyson on this, but what if it was a neckband that killed you?
But like, surely there's a better way of doing.
Well, I see your point because the head is the vital bit.
Essential, so I would say.
That's as long as that's out of the water, you're okay.
I think the head is the only part of the body that can drown.
This is our Dragon's Den pitch. This is how it starts.
No one ever said, oh, did you hear about Parry? His hands drowned.
Yeah, but you also don't say, did you hear about Parry? His head drowned.
Although, if I do go that way.
If the head drowns, the rest of the body's following. The feet drown, you get trench foot.
Parry. Oh,
yeah. Okay, yeah.
The only part of the body I'm worried about drowning is my head.
Is the head.
always been that case.
We are gathered here today, the death of Tom Parry, his head drowned as he was trying to light a dupe next to his far lilo.
He got the blown
took him across the latitude campsite and directly into the lake.
We're going straight from closed show live into Sequest DSV. This is Saturday afternoon television par excellence.
His head drowned.
Sequest DSV, yes, please.
But that's it, you know, bits of your body can die. Fine.
You heard it here first, folks.
It's fine, right?
Is it?
Dead arm. Recover from that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Dead leg. Recover from that.
Okay, it's very true.
Dead head.
Dead head.
You're in trouble, mate.
You're in trouble. You're in what I like to call deep doo-doo. You are in serious.
You're in nine rolls worth of doo-doo.
You're in nine rolls worth of fart mattress. If your head has died, there ain't no coming back from
Protect
that.
Protect your heads,
because
guys.
What's the bit that Walt Disney had cryogenically frozen? It's not his dick.
Well, he probably has as well. We just don't hear enough about that.
Yeah, and actually dead dick would be pretty bad. Can you give someone a dead dick? If you punch him in the dick?
Do you want to try and give me a dead dick?
I'm going to give it a go. All right. You ready?
I am, actually.
We'll get a photo of it.
I feel like not my balls, though.
Anyway,
protect the head. So, the flotation device, it works like an Elizabethan ruff.
Yeah, a fashion
which,
comment.
By the way, is a ruff stewer come back?
Well, I guess they...
Most things have come back.
They sort of came back in the 60s. If you think about the outfit that George Lazenby wears in Bond, is it Her Majesty's Secret Service?
Yes.
Which is kind of the same outfit that they did in
Austin. To the other fella.
Lovely stuff.
Thank you.
Which is the sort of thing they do in Austin Powers. It's kind of the outfit he wears.
Yes, yeah,
you've got the kind of ruffs and cuffs there. So in the 60s, I think
it's kind of on the chest, though, isn't it? I'm talking about the kind of...
You want the full out, head on a plate type affair.
Yes, there we go. Because that's what you're looking at for the flotation device, effectively.
Now, have you got a big head or a normal size head?
Thank you for asking.
I always think of you as having a big face but a normal size head.
Bless you for that. I think...
He's got a massive head.
I think my head's quite large.
Yeah.
Do you think...
From hat sizes.
Yeah, if you ever try and put on Tom's cap.
Chuck us his cap. Do you think the ruff would...
It'd take a lot to dead that head.
this is a head that's not going to die.
It's the heaviest part of your body, right? Your head.
Yes.
If it's like... If you separate it out from other parts. So your head is heavier than your leg.
My head's heavier than my leg?
That's what they say.
That's amazing. Is that true?
Can't be heavier than your torso, though.
Yeah, that's what they say.
No, one says that.
Your head is the heaviest part.
It's
going to
be
your...
like the most dense, like.
Well, in your case. Sorry, Clarky. That was out of line. You're a nice man.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, he's a nice man.
He's not a bright man.
Yeah, he's a nice man. He's not a bright man.
Emma, could you Google that for us to find out if the head is the heaviest part of the body? Because we need to find this out. But do you think the question?
I believe it to be the case.
There's definitely something in it.
Okay, listen.
Let's
nail our colours to the mast.
Can I ask this question very quickly?
Right, gets to give the other two a dead dick.
Okay, sure. All right.
So are you going with torso?
Oh, no, I'm saying torso is heavy. I'm agreeing with Clarkey.
Oh, you're both going torso.
Torso is heavier than head, right?
And I'm going head.
And you're saying head...
Is heavier than a torso.
Head is heavier
also,
than a torso.
Like, yeah. if you've got... You know, there's some people with bigger torsos than others.
on average?
How dare you?
Do on average. The question I want to ask though, Parry, is
you've got a real battle going on there.
Do you think there's a big-headed man?
My God. Yes, thank you.
I'm just trying to move away from Clarkey being so mean to you.
Yeah.
Clarkey.
I thought he was a nice man.
I thought he was a nice man. I didn't think he was a bright man.
Oh, we didn't think he was a sharp man.
But he's a nice man.
Well, he was.
I defy you to find a nicer man than Clarkey.
Well, he's just turned.
He's one of nature's diamonds. So, Parry.
Hello.
As a big-headed man.
Thank you.
A man with a big head. You're not a big-headed man.
Thank you.
And you're not a bright man.
Oh, bless you.
Nor are you a nice man.
I'm a large-headed man.
Do you think the ruff would minimise the size of the head? Well, you know the way a certain hat, like a wide-brimmed hat, can make a big-headed man look like he's got a slightly smaller head?
I think it would accentuate it.
Do you think he's going to look like you've got an even bigger head?
Because it separates it off from the body. It puts it on a pedestal. You kind of go, look at that. Look at the size. Look at that.
It puts you on a pedestal, more like.
What?
You know, like a Pez dispenser.
Don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought about it, and I thought, I'm going to say it. And you know what?
Glimpse beyond the curtain there.
That is the secret to good podcasting.
Yeah, that is a real glimpse beyond the curtain.
Dead air is a crime.
Dead head is a crime.
Dead head
is the ultimate crime.
Anyway, you have this big ruff, which that cap really suits you, by the way.
Thanks very much. Well, it suits Clarkey as well, because he's got a trucker's look.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Strong. In fact, it looks better on everyone apart from me.
No, you look good in the cap, man.
Thank you for saying that. So,
not a bright man. Looks good in the cap.
Not a nice man, not a bright man. Barely a man. He looks good in the cap.
After he's given you a dead dick.
So, you have an... I mean, like, we don't need to keep going back to it. You have an inflatable ruff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's inflatable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, the benefit of that is you don't have to look at your own body when you're getting into a swimming pool.
I mean...
There's a lot of people that struggle with that.
I think it doesn't want to be so wide that you can't see your feet, because the edge of the pool...
I've got big feet.
How do you... Okay, so you don't have to look at the body, but you can see your feet. That's fine.
They're the safety guidelines.
Okay, so it's got to be...
When buying an inflatable ruff...
Bigger than the body, smaller than the feet.
Please. Please.
Sure. And be honest. So,
then in you go. You're free to swim. You don't feel that weirdness of your arms coming up when you've got armbands on.
Do you know what would be an absolute treat, though? Nice, nice, wide, inflatable ruff. You're floating around. You don't have to move your arms and legs. You just, you know, just whatever.
Exactly.
However the pool takes you. Also, as well, pop a cocktail on there.
Beautiful.
Pop a cocktail on the ruff.
With a straw.
But then you can't reach it.
With straw.
Your arms, you can still reach around to your... your arms aren't strapped down to your...
That's hard stuff.
Do you think so? You can't reach around to your ruff?
Yeah.
So someone wearing a ruff can't scratch their nose?
That's one of the issues.
I'm out.
Also, you can't see, like, for a long time when I was a child, any body of water I got into, including a swimming pool, I'd freak out that a shark was going to attack.
Yeah, I think pretty much everybody who saw Jaws as a child... thinks there's sharks in all water.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with it. I was obsessed with the idea of there being sharks in the water. Very scary.
I'd have to panic and get out of pool.
Do you have, because this is, I feel like we might have talked about this before, but have you got the fear, which I had as a child, of fear of mechanical things underwater?
Oh,
because you found out that Jaws wasn't a real shark.
When you find out Jaws isn't real, and actually, when I saw the Jaws ride at Universal Studios, which is very, it's brilliant. But basically, you go in a little. It's the Universal tour, so you go on the this little caddy that drives you around, and it takes you through to different locations. So one of them, they take you through Amityville, and is it Amityville? No, it's Amity Island. Where's Jaws? Amity Island? Amity Beach?
Something like that.
Yeah. So. You go through a little bit of water and the water sort of splashes under. So it's like proper, you know, splashes under the cart and you can see it. And then suddenly the fin comes along and then the jaws leaps out. It's like right by your face. It's like, it's brilliant. It's like, you know, and everyone's screaming. And then it goes back around through the water and there's a guy fishing and it leaps up on top of the guy. And the guy disappears under the water and water bubbles up and blood bubbles up. It's really scary.
Wow.
But... as you're coming away from that bit of the ride and going towards, I don't know, King Kong or whatever the next bit is, if you look back, you can see the ride resetting. And that, to me, was the creepiest bit. Not the bit when it was, you know, so I could see the shark going, like the fin going backwards to where it's supposed to start. And you can see the man popping back up. something about that really gave me the heebie-jeebs.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a real fear, the fear of mechanics underwater. It's a proper thing. Emma's nodding. What's it called? Oh my God. Sub-mechanophobia.
Yeah.
I was always worried there was going to be a mechanical shark in the swimming bath at Downham when I used to go for my swimming lessons.
Oh.
I thought those little, you know, the little filters, a shark was going to just burst out of one of the filters and rump and chomp me up. And not with the, you know, not with the reason and logic of a living creature. A human being, for example. No, but like not a human being. But you know, like, you know, they say you can bop a shark on the nose and it'll go away. You know,
yes.
Like, but you can't bop a robot shark on the nose. It doesn't, it's just designed to chomp you up.
Yeah. I get scared of the filters.
I've scared myself now. I'm not going to lie to you.
There's a mechanical shark under this table.
I'm going to need those 12 rolls.
I got scared of the filters when I was a kid as well, thinking I'd get like sucked in.
Yeah. Well, you can get sucked in.
Yeah. Well, there are lots of horror stories about it, aren't there? But
people swimming in a reservoir and they get sucked into the bit that sort of filters the water.
Oh,
horrible stories like that.
Oh my God. Grim. Good chat.
We should move the topic on. Emma, play the house meeting sting. We'll talk about something else when we come back. What are you showing me here? What's the heaviest organ in the human body? All right, well, in just a moment, we'll do a complete reset on the podcast and we'll tell you what's the heaviest organ in the human body.
House meeting!
Can I get this pizza delivered to an eating?
House meeting!
Parry, you said it was the head.
Yes.
You know what? This is not the information we needed here, Emma.
I don't think, I was going to say, I don't think the heaviest organ's the...
No, we're in trouble here.
Well, I've checked up a thing. No one seems to know.
Exactly. It's pure conjecture. AKA Parry's realm.
A lot of people are just saying the heaviest organ is the skin by a lot more.
Are these people mad?
And then your liver's heavier than your brain as well. So I think...
Oh, if your liver's heavier than your brain, then that's...
Your torso's heavier than your head.
Oh, well, that was the info we needed.
No, that's what we were saying. We're saying
that's pure conjecture.
By deduction. So if liver's heavier than the brain is now we've got to work it out. Is the rib cage heavier than the skull? Because if you put those two together, then we're laughing. And who's, you know what? You're getting a dead dick times two.
Who's this? Two dead dicks.
Two dead dicks, yeah.
Worse than one dead dick.
I hope you brought both of them.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I'm always packing. Yeah. I've got mine and Walt Disney's. Always with me in the bag, baby. Who's saying that the skin's the heaviest organ in the body?
I've heard before that that's it's the largest organ. I always think that's...
I reckon, though, if you... And again, we're getting into sort of quite macabre territory, but I reckon if you flayed somebody... I don't know, what am I... am I having troubles at home?
If you flay them and then chuck them in a swimming pool and then
Robo
shark comes to get them...
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. What is our obsession with robots? You know, this whole...
It's because they're a bit like humans.
No, but why are we creating them? Like, you've seen the videos online of all these robots that they're building for war and all this kind of stuff.
Because men don't want to go to war. It's giving people jobs that... It's giving robots jobs that people don't want to do. That robots can do faster and more efficiently.
Do you have robots in the home?
Robots don't get tired. Do I have robots in the home?
Robots don't get tired.
Robots don't get tired. Guys, I've been trying to push my agenda of robots don't get tired for ages. And I was so close to getting it out there before I got interrupted with, do you have robots in the home? Of course I've got robots in the home. They're working overtime.
They don't get tired.
24/7. Do they get tired? No. Do they complain? No. Robots do not get tired, guys.
How far away are we from a robot podcast?
Whoa.
Robotcast. Where we're replaced by robots.
Where you get, I mean, a long way away.
Do you think so?
Yeah, a long way away.
2 minutes, Sam says. It's a fair cop. It's a fair cop.
What robots do you have in your home? I don't think I have anything that constitutes an actual robot.
I'm not trustworthy enough of the old Alexa
Alexis Sale.
He's a robot.
You've got Alexis Sale in your house, yeah. doing all your jobs. He's, Alexi,
how are you?
Could you do me? So where's he from?
How are you?
Alexi, yeah. Could you do me some overly written stand up?
That's what Thatcher wants us to do.
Overly written stand up about Stalin that also mentions Trotsky and also references a few different things about Margaret Thatcher and Arthur Scargill.
No way, but your washing machine's on. No way.
You've got no idea. You know where he's from.
Hoary, hoary, Thatcher's at the door and I've just hoovered your carpet.
Why is he hoovering the carpet? Oh, because he's a robot. Mm,
there
I say?
You okay. go. Exactly right.
It's not bad, actually.
No, it's not bad.
Although
the look from producer Emma says that it's quite bad.
Clarky, robots in the home?
Clarky, robots, wait. Do they get tired?
What are we asking here? Do I have them or do I like them?
Well.
Do I want them?
Let's start with, do you have them?
No.
Do you
I
like
don't believe
them?
So.
Do you like them?
I don't care much for the Echo and the Alexi and all of that business.
Well, Echo the Dolphin.
Oh, I love Echo the Dolphin.
Love a bit of Echo the Dolphin.
Oh, so you're fine with that artificial underwater creature?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Pixelated water mammals don't scare me.
Well, that's all from Tomorrow's World, the clothes show. And before we leave, I'd like to sum things up by saying denim.
House meeting.
It's at Pappy's Tweet if you fancy tweeting.
House meeting.
We're out.
We're out of it now.
We're back out of it.
So, what a fun episode.
Lovely stuff.
Quite grubby in places.
Messy.
But fun with it.
Yeah. And that's the key, isn't it? If you're going to get grubby, have fun with it.
Absolutely. And if you're going to go to the P.O. box, be honest.
Please be honest.
Sake, guys. Just be all we ask.
Let's do a little bit of admin because we have got a live Flatshare Slamdown.
It's in
up.
Wales.
It's in Aberystwyth at the Aberystwyth Comedy Festival.
It's a beautiful festival full of loads of lovely people.
It's the sister festival to...
the Mr. Festival.
The Mr. Festival Mac is Fest. MacFest, yes. Oh. So we are on Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
I think it's about 3:15, but you could check the website for that.
Absolutely. I'll be on later on that day.
You're doing your show that
with
night.
With my solo show, Parioki, so please do stick around.
It's a beaut.
So if you find yourself in and around Aberystwyth and you want to come along to the festival... Please grab your tickets now because tickets are selling like hotcakes.
And we're going to have some corking guests that we haven't booked yet, but it's going to be great. They're going
to
be great.
There'll be guests the festival. We'll have a lovely time.
There's guests to burn.
There's absolutely guests to burn.
Which is something we will not be doing.
No.
After we got in trouble at Green Man.
That's right. We thought it was a Wicker Man festival. We got confused.
It's very easy to misread the signals. Just
those them pagans. In with a load of bees.
Pagans are confusing.
Yeah.
Pagans.
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 It's spelled with an A. It's not
ooh,
like...
la-di-da. Ooh, my pagans for breakfast, me good lord.
Oh my
ooh,
God.
Reprieve my distant friends. Look, pagans...
Pagans,
I pagans. I wasn't brought up. I was dragged up.
I'm pagans. A paddy,
am I? Parry AI. Pagan AI.
You're pagan now.
So if you are a pagan and you'd like to come along to the festival,
listen. Pagans getting half price.
Pagans getting half price.
It's not something we've discussed with the festival. But if you do identify as a pagan, then get in touch.
Yeah,
and tell us what your beliefs are.
Tell us all about your beliefs
because we don't understand what pagan means.
We don't even understand how to say it.
So get in touch. Tell us. Don't forget to go to pagan.com/... it's patreon.com.
Yes, that's right. Sorry, it's patrons.
Don't forget to join the pagan. If you're a pagan and you want to join the Patreon, that's also great.
If you're a pagan and you want to write to the PO box...
Be can't. Honest.
Yes.
You can't.
Did I tell the date of the... did I tell the date of the gig?
The 8th. I took a stab at it. I think I'm wrong.
I think it's the 5th, isn't it?
It's the 5th. It's the 5th.
Yeah. Oh,
it's the 5th of October. October. Okay. So it's that weekend, 5th of October. Please do come and see us. It will be loads of fun.
God rest you, merry gentlemen.
And stay tuned for the Patreon. We're just going to push on. I'm just going to keep talking.
This episode was produced by none other than Sir Emma Corsham.
Sir Emma Corsham. She's been knighted.
Corsham.
Stay tuned for the Neighbourhood Watch Patreon roll call.
But most of all,
cheers,
everyone. Bye. We're going to have to do that bit again. We are going to have to re-record that bit again. Because the key information, none of us said at the right time. And you know what? In this case, a lot of the fault was mine. So, all you need to know, guys, in fact, leave this bit in, all you need to know is produced by the Caution team. The show's on October the 5th. Enjoy it.
I'm sorry, it's not the 8th.
Not on the 8th, though. The show's on the 5th.
For God's sake, enjoy honest.
Be honest, guys. Yes. PO Box.
But more than anything else.
More than anything else.
Cheers everyone. Bye.
please.
Good morning, everybody. Out of bed we get. And please, we are standing for the Patreon Neighborhood Watch. Roll call.
He's nobody's son. It's Robert B. Nicholson.
Over the cliff she goes, like lemmings. Oh, she survived. Thank God. Sarah Jennings is alive and well.
Good to know.
At time of recording. I have been looking for him, but I think he must be Hayden. It's John Hayden. Oh, there he is. And he's alive and well.
He's alive and well.
At time of recording.
Time of recording.
Sadly didn't make it, but he's up in heaven playing a harp. It's William Sharp.
Sharpie boy.
He got shot in the dick.
Oh.
But he's alive and well.
He's alive and well.
It's Nick.
What a way to live, though. No way to live.
He's got a bit of a... churny cough.
Oh no.
But luckily,
I hope it's not serious.
Well, he's alive and well.
Oh, at time of recording.
It's Alan Ferniehoff.
Oh, get well soon.
Get well soon, Alan.
And rest in peace.
At time of recording.
I'd love to meet her. It's Peter.
Oh no. Look what's happening. Over there, dead ahead. Iceberg. Oh, it's caught him smack in the gob and he's sinking. But no, he's alive. At time of recording, it's Adam Goldberg.
I was trying to work out which word you were rhyming with there. And it's iceberg. Just is that right?
Dead ahead.
Well, Alan Goldberg is now sailing on the ocean blue. Yes. And he's just... come into dock.
What?
Where he's alive and well.
Yes.
And shaking hands with Luke Murdoch.
Nice to see two people alive and well enjoying themselves.
It's great to see two people alive and well in 2019. It really is.
Obviously, we can't stress enough at time of recording.
Well, she is alive.
Oh.
Spoiler. But she's getting a bit past it. It's Zoe Paskett.
Oh. Well, we were all...
Sorry, Zoe.
Oh, God. This woodwork demonstration's gone wrong.
Oh, it's woodwork demonstration.
Yes. That bandsaw's wreaking havoc across the workshop. And it's nearly taken the life of someone, but they're okay. Don't worry, they survived.
Oh, thank God.
Alive and well, it's Sam Wong.
What word are you rhyming with there?
Wrong.
Oh, wrong, right.
Of course, wrong.
Now, here's the thing with a rhyme, Tom.
Yes.
Try and keep it as close to the word as possible.
It's a jazzy rhyming pattern.
Okay. So...
it's a short story is what it is.
She spent a very enjoyable evening watching a movie.
Oh, that's good.
Starring Stanley Tucci.
Oh. It's Stanley Tucci, everyone.
Oh. And she's alive and well.
Oh, she's alive and well.
Good.
It's Lucy.
Well, stay safe, everyone. And please stay alive and well. That concludes this week's Neighbourhood Watch. Roll call.
Oh, I'm dying.
Oh, no. Please.
Please. Imagine if your last word was please.
Yeah.
Please.
Might be actually.
Yes. Yes, Dad. What do you want us to do?
It's better than thank you, isn't it?
Oh, no. Thank you would be a great last word.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much to all our patrons.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.